Welcome in to the 58 West King Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Tony. This is our Week 5 recap episode, and we begin today with breaking news. Joshua Callis, manager of Dak to the Future, is currently tangled up in a web of intricate lewd emails, Twitter fights with his friends, and group text messages showing him berating our league's only two-time champion, Jason. As this story develops, we'll be the first to deliver updates. No word yet on whether or not Josh has blocked Jason on Twitter, but I assume he has. On today's episode, I'll be recapping our home league's Week 5 matchups and giving a standings update. But first, the NFL recap with Matt.
This is the 58 West King NFL Roundup for Week 5. Let's get into the matchups. And the first matchup on Thursday night, we had the Rams going to the Seattle Seahawks. Rams take this one 26-17, and most notably, Russell Wilson gets mallet finger thanks to Aaron Donald's helmet. He left the game and is going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Matthew Stafford threw for 365 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Darrell Henderson had 17 carries for 82 yards and a score. Sony Michel also had a score on the ground. And Tyler Higbee was a recipient of that throwing touchdown. Robert Woods finally got in the plus category, 12 receptions for 150 yards. Other side of the ball, not a whole lot going on. DK Metcalf did have 98 yards receiving and two touchdowns. Next game up, we have the Sunday morning game coming from London, from across the pond. We have the Jets at the Falcons at Tottenham Spur Stadium. Falcons take this one 27-20. Matt Ryan, 342 yards, two touchdowns. Cordell Patterson threw a pass, was not completed. Cordell Patterson had 14 carries for 54 yards. Mike Davis had a rushing score. Kyle Pitts had the breakout game you've been waiting for. Nine receptions for 119 yards and one touchdown. Other side of the ball, Zach Wilson had 192 yards throwing, one interception. Michael Carter had 38 yards on the ground with a rushing score. Next game up, we had the Patriots at the Texans in what was a shootout early. Patriots take this one 25-22 with the last drive field goal to cinch it. Texans, Davis Mills, 312 yards and three TDs. He was throwing up prayers and they were being caught. Mark Ingram had 16 carries for 41 yards. Chris Moore had five receptions for 109 yards and a score. Chris Connolly also had a receiving touchdown. Patriots side of the ball, Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones, 231 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Damian Harris had 14 carries for 58 yards and one score. Hunter Henry, six receptions, 74 yards and one TD. Next game we have the Lions at the Vikings. Oh, the Lions. The poor Lions. Lions lose this one 19-17 with a time-expiring 54-yard field goal. They're the only team in NFL history to lose by two field goals over 50 yards with time expiring. That's like next level hurt. Let's look at the stats. Vikings, Kirk Cousins, 275 yards, one TD, one interception. Alexander Mattison with no Dalvin Cook had 25 carries for 113 yards. He added seven receptions for 40 yards and a receiving score. Justin Jefferson had seven receptions for 124 yards. All seemingly happened in the first half. Lions side of the ball, Jared Goff, 203 yards, no touchdown, one interception. DeAndre Swift had 51 yards on the ground with a score. Next game we have the Eagles at the Panthers. The Eagles win this one 21-18 with some fourth quarter magic. Jalen Hurts, 198 yards and no touchdowns through the air, but he did have nine carries for 30 yards and two rushing scores. Devonta Smith, seven receptions for 77 yards. Panthers side of the ball, Sam Darnold struggled. He had 177 yards, one touchdown, and he threw three picks, two of them to Mr. Darius Slay himself. Next up, we have the Saints at the Washington football team. Saints win this 33-22. Jameis Winston, 279 yards, four TDs, one interception. Alvin Kamara had 16 carries for 71 yards and a score. Marquez Callaway had four receptions for 85 yards and two TDs, including one crazy Hail Mary reception. Alvin Kamara also had a reception touchdown. Other side of the ball, Tyler Heinicke struggled, 248 yards, zero TDs, and two interceptions. Antonio Gibson did have a good day, 20 carries, 60 yards, and two scores. And their leading receivers was Adam Humphries, three receptions for 73 yards. No touchdowns for that passing game. Next game, we have the Titans at the Jaguars. Titans win this one 37-19. Ryan Tannehill, 197 yards and one touchdown. Derrick Henry, 29 carries, 130 yards, and three touchdowns. Yeah, the down year's not coming this far. He is killing it on the ground. He is projected to obliterate the single season carry record. Other side of the ball, Trevor Lawrence, 273 yards, one touchdown, one interception. James Robinson also had a nice day on the ground, 18 carries for 149 yards and a score. Trevor Lawrence also had a rushing touchdown. Next game up, we have the Dolphins going to the Buccaneers. Tom Brady. Buccaneers win this one 45-17. Tom Brady had 411 yards and five touchdowns. He did so well that Blaine Gabbert came in and went 4-for-4 for 41 yards. Leonard Fournette, 12 carries for 67 yards and a touchdown. And then through the air, Antonio Brown received two touchdowns. Mike Evans received two touchdowns. And Giovanni Bernard received touchdowns. Everybody came to play. Other side of the ball, Jacoby Brissett, 275 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. Miles Gaskin did have a good day, five carries for 25 yards on the ground, but he had 10 receptions for 74 yards and two scores. Next game up, we have the Packers at the Bengals in a Who Wants to Miss More Field Goals contest. The Bengals win or lose. They won the contest. Anyway, Packers win this one 25-22. Aaron Rodgers, 344 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Aaron Jones had 14 carries for 103 yards. Devontae Adams, big day for him, 11 receptions for 206 yards and one score. Other side of the ball, Joe Burrow, 281 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Samaje Perine leading things on the ground for 11 carries, 59 yards. And Ja'Marr Chase continues to dominate as that wide receiver. Six receptions, 159 yards, and one touchdown. Next game, we have the Broncos going to the Steelers. Steelers win this one 27-19. Ben Roethlisberger, 253 yards and two touchdowns. Najee Harris, 23 carries for 122 yards and one touchdown. Juju Smith-Schuster did go down with injury and is going to miss some time. Claypool had a big day, five receptions for 130 yards and one score. Deontay Johnson had 72 receiving yards as well as a touchdown. Teddy Bridgewater, other side of the ball, 288 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Javonte Williams, eight carries for 61 yards. Melvin Gordon, nine carries for 34 yards. Cortland Sutton, seven receptions, 120 yards, and a TD. Big day for him. Next game we have the Bears at the Raiders, in which was a boring game to watch. Bears win this one 20-9. Justin Fields, 111 yards and one touchdown. Khalil Herbert, 18 carries for 75 yards. Damian Williams, 16 carries for 64 yards and a touchdown. Not a whole lot in the passing game. Other side of the ball, Carr had 206 yards and an interception. And Josh Jacobs had one touchdown on 48 yards rushing. Next game we have the Browns and the Chargers. The exact opposite of the Bears at the Raiders. This one was a slugfest. Chargers win this one 47-42. Justin, the MVP Herbert, 26 for 43 for 398 yards and four touchdowns. Austin Eckler had 17 carries for 66 yards and two rushing scores, one of which was Browns players carrying him into the end zone. Mike Williams, big day through the air, eight receptions, 165 yards and two touchdowns. Other side of the ball, Baker Mayfield, 305 yards and two touchdowns. The rushing game for the Cleveland Browns was phenomenal. Nick Chubb, 21 carries for 161 yards and a touchdown. Kareem Hunt, 12 rushes for 61 yards and two rushing scores. Next game, we have the Giants at the Cowboys. Cowboys win this one 44-20. Cowboys also win this one because they didn't have a quarterback and running back go down to injury. The Giants lost both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley to injury in this game, as well as Kenny Golladay. Really, really rough day for Giants fans. Can't say that I'm that sad about it. Dak Prescott, 302 yards, three touchdowns, one interception. Ezekiel Elliott, 21 carries for 110 yards, and one touchdown. Tony Pollard also had 75 yards on the ground. CeeDee Lamb, four receptions for 84 yards and a score. Looking at the other side of the ball, Mike Glennon, 196 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. And then rushing Devontae Booker, 16 carries for 42 yards and a touchdown. Kadarius Toney did shine for the Giants, so you have that to look forward to. 10 receptions for 189 yards, no score for him. Next game we have the 49ers at the Cardinals. Cardinals win this one 17-10, and what I thought was going to be a higher scoring affair, it wasn't. Kyler Murray, 239 yards and one score. James Conner had 10 carries for 29 yards and a touchdown on the ground. And DeAndre Hopkins, six receptions, 87 yards, and recipient of that Kyler Murray touchdown. Other side of the ball, Trey Lance, 15-29, 192 yards, zero touchdowns, one pick. Deebo Samuel had a rushing touchdown, and that's about all the scoring that was there. Also, Trey Lance is reported today that he has a knee injury. Could miss some time. Things could be going back to Jimmy G. Next game up, we have the Sunday night football game. Bills at the Chiefs that bled into the Monday morning football game. Due to a lightning delay at halftime, Bills handily win this one 38-20. Josh Allen, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also had 59 yards rushing and a score. Dawson Knox, 3 receptions for 117 yards and a TD. That tight end continues to dominate. Other side of the ball, Patrick Mahomes, 272 yards, 2 touchdowns, but he did throw 2 picks. And those touchdowns went to Travis Kelce and Byron Pringle. And in the Monday night football game, the Colts travel to the Ravens. Ravens take this one 31-25 in overtime. Lamar Jackson, 442 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also had 14 carries for 62 yards. Mark Andrews, 11 receptions, 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. Hollywood Brown also had 125 yards receiving to go along with 2 scores. Carson Wentz, 402 yards and 2 TDs. Jonathan Taylor had a touchdown on the ground. And Jonathan Taylor also had a touchdown receiving along with Michael Pittman Jr., who had 6 receptions for 89 yards. And a score. Those are the Week 5 NFL score recap. Back to you, Tony.
Thank you, Matt. Week 5 for our home league was 2 divisions with 2 very different outcomes. In the Axis of Evil, we had more stabbings in the back alley behind Palmside. And in the Allies division, those guys had tea parties and discussed their feelings with each other. Let's get into the first matchup between versus Inglorious Bastards. Jason got the win here. And in convincing fashion, behind Jonathan Taylor, Kyle Pitts, and Antonio Brown, Smoothie had solid contributions, but just lacked the firepower this week to keep up with Jason, as he won 142-109. Jason improves to 6-7-1 lifetime against Eric. Next matchup was Just Here, No Fine.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Taking on the Vinegar Strokes. Allen didn't get the memo on George Kittle and was apparently scared off by Big Mike Williams' little Week 4 performance. Nate dominated this one, winning 156-99. Nate got 46 from Lamar, 26 from Jamar, 7 Nation Army Chase, a 7 Nation Army couldn't hold me back, and 24 from Alexander Madison. Allen drops to 4-7 lifetime against Nate. Next matchup, Meaty Clackers took on the Tinker Stinkers.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people.
Brandon didn't have Dalvin Cook. He didn't have David Montgomery. Juju injured his shoulder in the second quarter, and all of that is obviously not ideal, especially in a low-scoring affair. Wayne won this one 95-74 with not a whole lot going on his side either. He lost Russell Wilson, but has Trevor Lawrence and Sam Darnold on the bench. He has options, but a downgrade for sure for the first-place team in the Allies division. Brandon still holds a 6-3 lifetime lead on Wayne. Next matchup, Otter Job. Versus the GNTs.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
We had a shootout in this one with Trey winning 184-133. Big days from Trey's guys, with Herbert putting up 44, Hunt with 23, Andrews with 38, Hollywood Brown with 31, and Zeke with 26. Meanwhile, Albert got 24 from DK Metcalf, 28 from Mike Evans, and 33 from Derrick Henry. It sucks to lose putting up that much, but it does happen. Trey moves to 2-5 against Alberto lifetime. In our next matchup, we had the Banana Stand. It's bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. Taking on Dak to the Future.
Great Scott!
Josh tried to cheat and hold multiple guys in his IR spots, but the law caught up to him and he had to drop one of his extra players. I won this one 142-123 with 30 from Austin Eckler, 20 from Antonio Gibson, 22 from Jalen Hurts, and Bobby Trees with a rejuvenated 23 points. Josh got 22 from Dak, a big 37 from Devontae, and 4 performances from the rest of his roster, which just wasn't enough to overcome my ridiculously good hair and stunning good looks. I moved to 12-6 all time against Josh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
And in our main event, we had
Boner Jams 03
taking on Peeping Tomlinson. Big Pimpin, spin the cheese. Here we had one manager playing with both eyes closed. I have it on good authority that Julian was having an eye procedure done in a third world country and wasn't able to swap out Logan Thomas and Will Fuller. Needless to say, Matt cruised to victory, winning 101-84. Matt did get 26 out of Alvin Kamara, 14 from Debo Samuel, and like I said, cupcakes and ass grabbing from the Allies division. Matt moves to 2-3 lifetime against Julian. onto our standings. Our divisional games are done for the next few weeks, and in the Axis of Evil division, Nate still sits atop the leaderboard at 4-1, followed by my team at 3-2. Albert, Trey, Josh, and Alan are all next at 2-3, nursing several stab wounds. Over in the Allies, Best Friends Forever division, Wayne is at 5-0 in first, followed by Jason and Matt all at 3-2. Julian is in fifth at 1-4, and Brandon is bringing up Julian's rear at 0-5. That's it for this episode. I hope you all saw as much disappointment across your leagues as I did mine. We'll be back later in the week with the NFL Week 6 preview, so stay tuned for that. Last thing, if you aren't already, please do yourself a favor and listen to Nate's podcast, Taco Corp Fantasy Football. He does a lot of stuff we do, but also has weekly drafts, bets, bangers of the week, and tons of other segments we just don't have the budget for. His show is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, basically anywhere you can download podcasts. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Goodbye.